So I'd like to talk about advising the organization, advanced issues in corporate governance. But you'll notice this is a lot more of a practical conversation. There are lots of things that occur in sort of the day-to-day activities of organizations. And one of the interesting quotes that I've seen, and this is back from 1996, effective governance by the board of a nonprofit organization is a rare and unnatural act. Anybody ever seen one in the wild? Anybody have that experience? I mean, it is uncommon. I mean, if you look at sort of the inherent structures of nonprofits, you've got volunteer directors leading staff and trying to really change the world. So the fact that we expect them to rise to the standards that we hold to others like Enron and WorldCom is really unbelievable. But these are truly volunteers. I mean, the idea here is that we are trying to do our best. Everyone's got the best motivations. You know, they're passionate about the organization, they're passionate about the mission, and they dedicate their time and effort to do really the best that they can. And I'm sure many of you are sitting on nonprofit organizations now as board members or staff. But it's pretty common to have governance problems in a nonprofit organization. In fact, Harvard Business Review had a survey in just this past September that said 69% of organizations experienced serious governance issues in the last 10 years. That doesn't actually surprise me. I'm not sure if it surprises you. So we're going to go through a couple of common governance maladies that just to exercise our minds a bit and think through different symptoms and remedies with respect to certain common problems. So we're going to talk about board conflicts, meddlesome board members, strong executives and weak boards, and the opposite of strong boards and weak executives, founder syndrome, ineffective committees, and mission drift. So we'll take each one in turn.